And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Cincinnati Bengals. Number five, October 19th, 1969. The Broncos travel to Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati and register a team record 10 sacks against Bengals quarterback Sam Wyche, a team mark that still stands today. Defensive end Rich Tombstone Jackson accounted for 4 sacks on the day, a feat that has been duplicated 6 times in team annals. But the Broncos' defense wasn't the only story. Future Hall of Fame running back Floyd Little ran for 166 yards on 29 carries, including a 48-yard second quarter touchdown. The Broncos beat Cincinnati 30-23. We recently caught up with Floyd, who still recalls his career day.
But I remember Beauchamp and the rest of the great players from that Cincinnati team that played in that old stadium. And that was probably the most yards I've ever gotten in a game. Of course, I'm going to remember that. But that was by far my best game in terms of yardage gained. And I can remember that as if it were yesterday, because it was a great game for me.
Number four, September 1st, 1991. Opening day at Mile High Stadium, and the Broncos did not disappoint their home crowd. No score in the first quarter, and John Elway unleashes a beautiful pass downfield for wide receiver Michael Young, who takes it in for the 52-yard touchdown reception and an early 7-0 lead. Running back Gaston Green ran all over the Bengals, amassing 115 yards on the afternoon, including this run for 43 yards. Broncos fans even got to see John Elway, the receiver. That's right, the receiver. Steve Sewell connected with Elway for a 24-yard pass and catch to the Bengals' 12-yard line. 3 plays later, the ever-versatile Elway took it in untouched for the 3-yard score and a 14-7 lead. Elway showed the Bengals that he could beat them in a variety of ways, running for 2 touchdowns and passing for 2 more. The defense joined in on the fun as well, forcing 4 Cincinnati turnovers, including this Carl Mecklenburg sack and strip of Boomer Esiason that was recovered by defensive end Warren Powers. Cornerback Tyrone Braxton put the game out of reach, intercepting the lefty Esiason and returning it 52 yards for the touchdown. The Broncos tamed the Bengals 45-14 for their largest opening day margin of victory in team history. Number 3, November 1st, 1998. Denver travels to Synergy Field in the Queen City for an early afternoon game behind an offensive line that was creating holes all over the place. Terrell Davis ran for over 100 yards for the 7th straight game. John Elway had 2 touchdown passes on the game, including this 17-yard strike to number 85, Ole Miss product Willie Green. In the 4th quarter, with the Broncos clinging to a 1-point lead, Elway rolled out right and found a sliding Ed McCaffrey in the end zone. After the Bengals came back to tie it at 26, Elway, once again, worked his late-game magic. First, he marched the Broncos into Cincinnati territory, hitting Eddie Mack with a 30-yard pass. Then, with a little over a minute remaining, eventual league MVP Terrell Davis muscled his way through Bengals defensive back Sam Shade just inside the pylon for his 2nd touchdown of the contest, the 5-yard game winner. The Broncos win it 33-26. Number 2, September 13th, 2009. Week 1 on the road for the Broncos was an absolute thriller. With Denver trailing 7-6 with 28 seconds left in the game, the Cincinnati crowd headed for the exits, thinking they had the victory in hand. But on 2nd and 10, from their own 13-yard line, Kyle Orton and Brandon Stokley thought differently, thanks to some help from Bengals cornerback Leon Hall. Stokley's miraculous 87-yard touchdown reception gives the Broncos the stunning 12-7 victory. And number 1, September 21st, 1997. Broncos running back Terrell Davis sets a then-franchise record with 215 yards rushing, topping the 2 previous marks of 208 and 207 yards set by, well, Terrell Davis himself. TD scored on a 50-yard run from scrimmage in an 18-point victory over the Bengals. The game also featured a 51-yard fumble return touchdown from the ever-graceful defensive end Alfred Williams.